I was born with a terminal condition. Life. Life is terminal. If you were born, you will die. Then on January 12th, 1992, I took advantage of the only opportunity that I had to live for. I was baptized into Christ for the remission of my sins and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And that was my opportunity to live forever. Jesus gave His life almost 2,000 years ago so that I would have that chance at eternal life. Hebrews chapter 9, starting in verse 27, says, "Everyone must die once, then they're judged. So Christ has suffered as a sacrifice one time to take away the sins of many people. And He will come a second time, but not to offer Himself for sin. He will come the second time to bring salvation to those who are waiting for Him." We all have the opportunity through Christ to live eternally in heaven. I praise God, the Father, and His Son, Jesus, daily for what He gave. We now gather to remember that He gave everything for us. God did all that He could and all that is necessary for us to live forever. He asked us to partake in the meal in remembrance of Him and what He did for us. Romans chapter 5, starting in verse 6. Christ died for us when we were unable to help ourselves. We were living against God, but at just the right time, Christ died for us. Very few people will die to save the life of someone else, even if it's a good person. Someone might be willing to die for an especially good person, but Christ died for us while we were still sinners. And by this, God showed how much He loves us. We have been made right with God by the blood sacrifice of Christ. So through Christ, we will surely be saved from God's anger. I mean that while we were God's enemies, He made friends with us through His Son's death. And the fact that we are now God's friends makes it even more certain that He will save us through His Son's life. And not only will we be saved, but we also rejoice right now in what God has done for us through our Lord Jesus Christ. It is because of Jesus that we are now God's friends. Our Father and great God in heaven, we thank You so very, very much for this meal. To remember that Jesus died for us. He gave His life as a sacrifice so that by obeying Him that we could be with You forever in heaven. We could have that relationship with You that You long for. Thank You for this opportunity. Be with each and every one of us now as we partake of this meal and we remember what Your Son did for us. Thank You so very much for Him, and thank You for Your plan. It's in Jesus' name that I pray.